reading today is Zephaniah chapter 3, verses 14 through 20, and Luke chapter 3, verses 7 through 18. Let us listen to the word of God. Sing aloud, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O Israel. Rejoice and exalt with all your heart, O daughter of Jerusalem. The Lord has taken away the judgments against you. He has outcast your enemies. The King of Israel, the Lord, is in your midst. You shall fear evil no more. On that day, it shall be said to Jerusalem, Do not fear, O Zion. Let not your hands grow weak. The Lord your God is in your midst, a warrior who gives victory. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will renew you in his love. He will exalt over you with loud singing, as on a day of festival. I will remove disaster from you, so that you will not bear reproach for it. Behold, at the time I will deal with all your oppressors, and I will save the lame and gather the outcast, and I will change their shame into praise, and renown in all the earth. At that time I will bring you home, at the time when I gather you together. Yea, I will make you renowned and praised among all the peoples of the earth. When I restore your fortunes before your eyes, says the Lord. Today I will be reading Luke chapter 3, verses 7 through 18. He said, therefore, the multitudes that came out to be baptized by him, You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bear fruits that benefit repentance, and do not begin to say to yourselves, We have Father Abraham as our father. For I tell you, God is able to raise stones to raise up children to Abraham. Even now the axe is laid to the root of the trees. Every tree, therefore, that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. And the multitudes asked him, Then what shall we do? And then he answered, He who has two coats, let him share with one who has none. And he who has food, let him do likewise. Tax collectors also came to be baptized. And he said to him, Teacher, what shall we do? And he said to them, Collect no more than is appointed to you. Soldiers also asked him, And we, what shall we do? And he said to them, Rob no one by violence or false accusation, and to be content with your wages. As the people were in expectation, all men questioned their hearts concerning John, whether perhaps he were the Christ. John answered them all, I baptize you with water, but he who is mightier than I is coming, the tongue of whose sandals I am not worthy to untie. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. His winnowing fork in his hand to clear the threshing floor and to gather the wheat into his granary, with the chaff he will burn with an unquenchable fire. So with many other explorations, he preached the news to the people.
Let us pray together. Loving and gracious God, on this great day of rejoicing, we come to you with our hearts full in anticipation of all that you have done and are doing in the world and in our lives. We pray that in these moments you would settle us down and open us up even more to receive the word that you have for us this day. Oh God, may it guide us into even greater anticipation and hope. We pray in the power of Jesus' name. Amen. Rejoice and exult with all your heart. The Lord has taken away the judgments against you. The Lord is in your midst. Do not fear. God will renew you in God's love. God says, I will save the lame and gather the outcast. I will change their shame into praise and renown in all the earth. I will bring you home. I will gather you. I will restore your fortunes right before your eyes. The little-known prophet Zephaniah spoke these words to a people whose lives and homes had been destroyed by the conquering Assyrians. Faithlessness and despair were running rampant at the time when the prophet spoke. The invitation to rejoice and to not be afraid and to believe that God would in fact bring healing and restoration must have seemed ludicrous to those who first heard the prophet's words. And the call to rejoice and not to fear may seem ludicrous to those of us here today, knowing what we know about the world in which we live. But that is, after all, what a prophet is called to do. Zephaniah may challenge us with a joyful, hopeful message, but prophets are actually called to do just that, to declare an unimaginable hope in a time of unraveling, to speak a ludicrous word of love and care into hearts so broken that they might never believe that joy is possible again. This third Sunday traditionally is the day in Advent when we focus on joy. And I was pleased to remember, that theologian Karl Barth describes the biblical understanding of joy as a defiant nonetheless. That is to say, even in the midst of so much pain and suffering and confusion that always is in the world, nonetheless, we shall rejoice in the Lord. How can we do that? How is it possible to rejoice nonetheless? As I pondered that question, I was reminded of a familiar song for many of you, I trust, Leonard Cohen's song entitled simply, Hallelujah. You know this melody? You know this song? Hallelujah, hallelujah. Has said of that song as he's shared his own reflections upon it. He said, this world is full of conflicts and full of things that cannot be reconciled. But there are moments, he says, when we can reconcile and embrace the whole mess. And that's what I mean by hallelujah. I did my best. It wasn't much. I couldn't feel, so I tried to touch. I've told the truth. I didn't come to fool you. And even though it all went wrong, I'll stand before the Lord of Song with nothing on my tongue but hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. The hallelujah chorus, according to Cohen, emerges from the confusion and brokenness of human life. And a hallelujah that emerges from brokenness is a holy hallelujah. It's a genuine hallelujah. That's why the book of Psalms is so full of hallelujahs, because Psalms are as much about sadness and loss as they are about hope and victory. They're holy. And holy hallelujahs are hopeful and therefore joyful nonetheless. Mary sung, the Magnificat, is a holy hallelujah, a rejoicing in God in the midst of the struggle of the people Israel, and even in the midst of the disruption of Mary's own life. The Magnificat is an extraordinary proclamation of our hope, a defiant joy in the face of all the injustice and struggle of human life. It's a moment, to use Cohen's words, when Mary was able to reconcile and embrace the whole mess by holding it in the light of God's mercy and God's strength and God's promise. Mary chose hope and joy, even as Mary had chosen to say yes to God's astonishing decision that she should be the one to bear the Christ child. You and I all have an ability to choose, and we choose how we will respond to this world and its people and all of the highs and lows that come by being a human being in this life. We can choose. And human choices are, to put it mildly, a mixed bag. We know that human choices lead to all sorts of brokenness. Emotional brokenness. Physical brokenness. Emotional, spiritual, societal, systemic. But human choices have also led to beauty and to greater wholeness, to amazing works of art and music, to healing for persons and communities. Human choices have led to amazing and awe-inspiring acts of self-giving and simplicity and love. It has always been this way, and will continue to be a place in which we experience extraordinary gentleness and kindness and devastating loss and pain. Always both. And so perhaps we cry out with those who first came to respond to John in the wilderness, what then should we do in the midst of what we live in? What then should we do? John's response is quite simply, do what you know is right. Love other people. Act with justice and mercy. Whatever you are doing, do it with love. Do it with care. Do it with a conscience. Whatever power you have, use it for the good of others. This word from the prophet John reminds us that our choices, our actions affect, of course, not just us and not just those closest to us, but so many others, seen and unseen. John, with all his power and passion, knew that there was one coming who had more power still, who had the power to restore a broken humanity, who had the kind of love that could renew the souls of those like you and I that had grown weary of violence and hatred. John was the first one who pointed at Jesus and said, hey, look, there's the Messiah. And that's what we do still. During this season, we come together as Christians and tell the story about the time that God looked at the world, a world so lost and broken by sin and violence and forgetfulness, and decided to send God's own beloved child right into the middle of it to lead us into the way of life that was imagined from the beginning. To lead us and to guide us into the ways of peace. And that child, Jesus, was born of Mary, and was just as vulnerable as any child ever was in the world. Jesus never did anything more violent than turning the tables on those who preyed on the poor and the vulnerable. He managed to live for 33 years before the violence elements of the world broke his body. But on the third day, Jesus' shame was turned to praise and renown in all the earth. His life was restored. He was renewed in God's love, the great prophetic promise brought to life in Jesus. He was resurrected. And he came and spoke these words to his followers. Do not fear. Peace. Peace be with you. Alleluia. 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 Friends, there are things that we can't change in the past. Hurts that have been inflicted on us and that we have inflicted. And God knows that well, because God still bears the wounds inflicted on the one who came into the world and loved us best. The promise is not that history will be changed. The promise is that the future can be. We have choices that will make a difference. John said, I'm not worthy. None of us are worthy. And the point is not whether or not we're worthy. The point is that we are loved. And the love of God made manifest in Jesus frees and strengthens us to choose mercy and love and peace and hope again and again, no matter what, and to defiantly claim this life we have been given as a gift. What are we to do in this hot mess of the world? Utter a holy and broken hallelujah and proclaim joy nonetheless.
As we move in.